Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player for Bob Surratt on this Thanksgiving morning here on 720 WGN. So today there's a shortage in Chicago's food pantries as we head into the holiday season. Global supply chain problems are impacting inventory, and food is costing more, and getting enough of what is needed to feed families is now becoming more challenging. Since 1979, the Food Depository has made a daily impact on hunger across Cook County. Every day they distribute an equivalent of 160,000 meals. Nearly a million people in Cook County alone are unsure where they will receive their next meal. With one in six Cook County residents turning to their network every year, our neighbors who need emergency food assistance are much closer to home than many realize. To discuss what you can do to help, joining us is Jim Conwell. He's a Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Welcome in and happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
Good morning, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the WGN family.
Sure. Well, share with us a little bit about the history. You've been around over 40 years.
Yes, the Greater Chicago Food Depository is the food bank that serves Cook County in Chicago, and we were founded and started operations in 1979 by a group of six volunteers who saw an acute need in the community and decided to do something about it. Many of the food pantries that we work with have been around just as long, if not longer, than us. But what we do is source and distribute tons of food every day throughout this network of about 700 organizations and programs. So church food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, meal programs for children and older adults, and so on.
Now, you guys do amazing work. You know, it's just different this year. Like every year there's a shortage. There's always more needed and more donations needed. But this global supply chain issues that are impacting really everyone across America is especially difficult for the Chicago Food Depository as well. But, you know, this year is particularly challenging. The need is there.
You're right. The pandemic created a perfect storm for hunger and food insecurity in our community and across the nation. And while there's some signs that things have improved from the record highs of hunger and food insecurity that we were seeing in, say, the summer or fall of 2020, there's still hundreds of thousands of our neighbors who are having trouble putting food on their table. I mean, take, for example, yesterday, there's news that unemployment claims hit a 52-year low, which sounds like great news. That's not telling the whole story of food insecurity in our community. The picture of hunger in Chicago, Cook County, and the United States is often a family with multiple sources of income. One or more adults in the house might be working. Perhaps they also qualify for SNAP benefits, but their combined income doesn't leave enough for groceries once the rent is paid, the utilities are paid, and transportation expenses are covered. And add to that the rising grocery prices, rising fuel prices, and it's really pinching a lot of household budgets as we head into this holiday season.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the misconceptions because, you know, who people might think food pantry clients are, it's multifaceted. I think people immediately think it's those who you find homeless on the street, which is tragic enough, but it easily can be your next-door neighbor. It could be a coworker, someone from your church, a family member that just doesn't want to actually share that information or talk about it. And I think that's important to know, that this isn't just, you know, some select group of people. It's your neighbors. It's your friends.
That's right. And throughout the pandemic, and we saw something that we also saw during the Great Recession, is people coming to food pantries saying they never thought this would be them, or bringing their kids to our summer lunch bus program to get some free lunches and doing this for the first time. And what we would want people to know is there's no shame in that. So many people across our community, across our country, across Illinois are just one missed paycheck away from not being able to afford the groceries they need. It could be an accident, a cancer diagnosis. It could be a job loss that suddenly puts them into the category of food insecure and unsure if they're going to have what they need to feed their family. So I would want anyone in need who's experiencing that to know that help is nearby. Help is often just around the corner. There's an incredible network of food pantries and meal programs across our community, throughout the suburbs, that's here to help anyone who walks through their doors.
And, of course, monetary donations are easily welcomed. What's the website, Jim?
Our website is chicagosfoodbank.org. But I would also like to give a shout-out to the Northern Illinois Food Bank. They are the food bank that serves the counties surrounding Cook County. And across Northern Illinois, they're also doing wonderful work. We're part of a national network. So the Greater Chicago Food Depository, the Northern Illinois Food Bank, are here to help any of our neighbors who need a meal, a bag of groceries, or an opportunity for employment. There's so much help out there.
There's opportunities to volunteer as well, though, right?
Yes, there are. Volunteers are needed throughout the year at food banks, but also at the neighborhood food pantries. So similarly, if you're interested in volunteering, you can visit the website, chicagosfoodbank.org. We need volunteers to our warehouse to help repack food into boxes or bags for family size. We need volunteers to help deliver food. And then just about every neighborhood food pantry or soup kitchen is also in need of volunteers, not just during the holiday season, but especially in January and February and into the spring. Volunteers can make an impact.
Businesses can too. So we're talking about individual donations, but businesses can make a really big impact on behalf of their employees as well.
Yes. Businesses can help with, a food business, of course, can donate food product to their local food bank. We've seen, because of the supply chain challenges, donation opportunities be a little inconsistent, food donations, that is. So businesses can help by donating product, by donating money, by bringing their employees together to volunteer as hopefully the pandemic eases. It's more opportunities for businesses to bring their workforce together. It's a great team-building opportunity to volunteer to help feed your neighbors.
Next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. To make a donation today to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, you can go to chicagosfoodbank.org. And once we post the podcast, you'll find them through a link at our website at wgnradio.com as well. Jim Conwell of the Greater Chicago Food Depository, thank you for taking the time with us as always this morning, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone listening.
Thank you, my friend.